Once again, we're trying something a little bit different. We're going for a quick 20-minute boy podcast today. Don't ask me why the podcast is a boy. I like to say boy. I like the way it rolls off the tongue. Actually, no, I was listening to Jack Slack's podcast and he has an English accent and English people say boy all the time. And now I want to say boy. Sponsors can get fucked. Enjoy the podcast.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. You're straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gonna get on with it.
Better not be honeybeating me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Okay, Zane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
Little quick beer.
Quick boop boop.
Quick boop 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 boop.
Yeah, no, immediately, like when I was moving the headphones just before, when I was moving the microphone.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's too loud.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, when I moved this before, and the amount of jokes we've made about, like, oh, that's going to sound terrible, does.
Does sound terrible.
Does sound terrible.
Well, that's what I was saying just before, is that now all the things that I've been saying for a long time are going to be real.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I edited the last podcast.
You're loud boy.
The bloody quality sounded so much better. The quality of discourse was shit.
Yeah.
But it actually wasn't as bad in memory. It's always worse in memory. There's just a couple bad points. But
what, the actual content?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we were obviously in a bit of a fussle at the first couple minutes or so.
You get agitated real... Like, if something isn't going how you want it to go, you lose your temper real quickly.
Yeah.
And it would aggravate you more, because I don't lose my temper, so you would then get annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get annoyed that I'm not getting annoyed
about
the thing you're getting annoyed
about.
You're
annoyed that I'm not annoyed, that you're annoyed that I'm annoyed.
It made me, like... Because I was sitting there, I'm like, he's getting mad, and I, you know... I'd say, like, oh, what about this? And you're like, fucking... And you're getting snappy.
I was getting right red hot.
You're getting snappy.
I was a hot boy.
Snappy boy. Oh, I am 31 as fuck, people.
Oh.
We went out.
A couple beverages
after the fights last night, and it was not a good time. It was a good time, but fuck, today's been a struggle. I woke up in a Japanese family's rec room, and they would not... Stop screaming. No, I woke up and realized I left the fucking oven on at home yesterday afternoon when I left the house. Thank God it's still loud as fuck through here. It's still very loud in the headphones.
Mate, I'm a science boy.
Yeah, okay. You can boost it. It's all good. Anyway. Download the stream, man. I woke up and realized I left the oven on for like 14 hours because I'm making activated almonds at home. And thank fuck my housemate was home. I just messaged her. I'm like, hey, are you home? She's like, yeah, I've just gone out, but I turned the oven off. Like, how long it had been on.
I just popped it on.
I was like, oh, I popped in this morning and put it on. Didn't pop in this morning and put it on. Left it on yesterday. But hey, house isn't burnt down. So
house isn't burnt down.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, anyway. I'm feeling the same way as you, but I didn't drink that much last night. So obviously, like, I had a job to do. We don't need to get into that. But I wasn't drinking until... You know, 10, 9 o'clock was when I first had my drink. And, like, I wasn't drinking that much there because it's quite an expensive arena.
Yeah.
So I probably only had...
Yeah, we may or may not have taken alcohol with us.
Yeah. But I probably only had 10... It was in the 10 to 15 vicinity of drinks and probably closer to 10, which, to be honest, is not... I don't consider that drinking.
That's binge drinking, man. Ask to talk to a doctor.
Why? Because it's a lot. I consider that having a couple of drinks, and maybe I'm an alcoholic.
You got mental issues, man.
I don't consider having 10 drinks as a bender. I consider that as having a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously going to have a bit of a bip the next day, and you're having a bit of a fun time. But like, there wasn't really a point where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get up to no good.
Yeah, and I remember
not
more.
Like you.
I remember more of last night than I normally do when we go on drinking adventures. So that's got to be a positive.
Well, that was one thing I was thinking about, though. I was going to float it past you.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of the old social anxiety or the social anxiety triggers. I just said the same thing twice as I was trying to explain it with different words.
Yeah, cool.
How
about you just think about your words for a minute?
I don't like to think before I speak. It only means bad good.
So,
you're a dickhead.
You're quite a mischievous boy.
Yeah.
I'm also a mischievous boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that was...
apparent?
I'm trying to remember exactly what my mum said when I was younger, but it's something along the lines of, you're not a bad kid, you're just naughty.
Like, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
she's like, she used to love saying to me when I was a kid, like when I was a bit older, when I was a teenager, she's like, I used to be able to trust you with a PowerPoint when you were 4 years old. Now I can't bloody leave you in the room alone.
Now I can't leave you alone with a pencil.
Now you're 18, you can't be left alone. But yeah, like I'm not going to hurt anyone or steal something.
Not intentionally.
But I might do something naughty. Get up to mischief.
Yeah, I won't intentionally hurt someone.
Yeah, it's like a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when I stole that suitcase from the stripper and made her cry. I didn't do it to make her cry. Well, I did it because it was funny.
That's a bad example. That's you crossing the line. No, but
well.
I mean, like, well, the time that you liberated a crab. That's more what I'm talking about. Like, I'm sure, allegedly.
Which Skippy the vegan killed because he was too scared to take it out of the freezer.
Oh. Well, the freezer killed it.
No, the freezer put it to sleep. And Skippy was too scared. Oh, man.
Poor mate. Poor you liberated a crab.
We ate it for... Where did we take it?
Not quite sure.
Benny's birthday. That's right. It must have been around Christmas time. We took it to Ben's house and cooked it for his birthday.
I'm not sure vegan means the same thing as you think it means.
They don't eat meat, and apparently they're also scared of touching crabs.
Well, you got to come in from the back from a crab. You've been crabbing, yeah?
Yeah.
That's one of those skills that people don't expect me to have. But really? I can grab a crab.
I feel like most males can. Most people. In fact, I don't think that's a skill.
Well, we've just spoken about one person who doesn't know how to pick up
a crab. No. It wasn't that he didn't know how to. He was too scared to touch the crab.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, Skippy.
You crab boy.
Crabby boy.
Crab Skippy.
crab people.
Yeah, so to finish my thought.
Yeah.
So, like, especially if I'm going to a place. Here's a prime example. An example of this happened. First time I went to yoga.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just kept thinking on the way that I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to run into someone I've mischieved in the past. I'm like,
is this your social anxiety thing?
Yeah. I'm on the way there. Like, for some reason, in my head, I'm like, oh, what if I run into this? I couldn't even tell you which person it is. What if I run into a person
that I've
stolen their crab when I was drinking? Because I'm never going to run into anyone where they're going to hate me because I'm generally, don't do things like that. But it's always like, I might get myself into an awkward situation where I don't remember someone's name because we met when I was
drunk. It all the time. I've given up trying to remember people's names. I'm terrible at it.
Well, with the name thing, I make it a thing now. Like, I'm just like, I don't remember names. So that way I feel like I'm excused for not remembering names.
Yeah, but it's a terrible excuse.
Why?
Well, you should remember people's names.
Everyone's different. That's not how my brain works.
Okay.
I'm good with faces, man. I remember in primary school, I knew the face of every person that went to that primary school.
Yeah, but you were homeschooled.
Me and Jim Bob.
Katie B.
But, you know, especially after, I think, because alcohol makes things worse. But, like, I always have that thought sometimes.
Really? Alcohol doesn't. No, alcohol dulls thoughts.
No, alcohol increases anxiety the next day.
Oh, the next day, yeah.
Hangovers cause...
Yeah.
No, funnily enough, feeling bad and being sick feels similar.
Funny that.
Newsflash.
Yeah. Breaking news. Anyway.
So about a quarter of the beer through of our little experimente. Doing the quick boy. Probably should have explained what we're doing. But, you know, when you download or you stream the download of this podcast.
Stream the download cloud.
You'll see that it only goes 20 minutes and you'll figure things out.
Yeah, you'll work it out. You'll be like, oh, this is a short podcast. I should do more of these.
Yeah.
Or less. Let us know. Or don't.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, because that's what we're going
to
do.
That is one thing I'm going to try to consciously do a bit less of, is swearing.
Oh, flip.
Flip an egg. Because I've said that before, but I just think it's a... I've got no...
Yeah, you've also said you're going to try and listen to people more.
Huh?
Hey?
What'd you say?
Gary, keep talking.
Hey, you don't have to be perfect, man.
Well...
Half the battle is identifying weaknesses that you need to work on.
Is it?
If you could fix them like that, they wouldn't be weaknesses, would they? You'd just be lazy. You're not even picking the right weaknesses if they're things you could just fix right away. Touché you.
Stop swearing.
You look bamboozled.
I don't really know what's
happening.
I don't
want to stop swearing. I just think it's lazy language. I've got no issue with swearing.
I think we're becoming more and more, like, people are becoming lazier speakers in general.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's the Facebooks.
The interwebs.
Those interwebs.
The streamings and the downloadings and the clouds.
And the yuckity-doo-dah.
Googles, the bloody Googles.
The bloody Googles. What about that, take things on a dark note. Do you hear that there was a shooter at Google?
No, YouTube.
YouTube, even.
YouTube, same it was thing. A woman. It was a woman, she didn't kill anyone. There was a meme that I read yesterday that was very, very sexist.
I can imagine where that's going. Oh, see, I saw the other one. I saw the NRA one.
Oh, what was that?
Number of Peter mass shooters, one, and a picture of this lady. Yeah. Number of NRA members mass shooters, zero.
Yeah, no.
I did not collaborate or investigate any of those facts, but she was holding a bunny in the photo they had.
I just laughed. I saw a meme that said, it was like, is the YouTube shooter not killing anyone proof again that men are better than women at every, like something along the lines of like, yeah, men are better than women at massacres.
Yes.
It's not really something to brag about, but it was,
yeah,
it was in bad taste, yeah. But it was funny.
Sometimes things, like people deal with tragedies and everything a bit differently.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that generally deals with things in bad taste.
Yeah.
but not
this one.
Yeah. Cause I've been thinking about that as well. It's like, what level of obligation do I have to not hurt someone else's feelings when processing and dealing with something in my own way?
So, yeah.
Does that make sense? You know, yeah. I'm like, just because I might use humor about something, it doesn't mean that it doesn't upset me anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you actually think it's funny. It might just be your way of coping with the thing that makes you sad. Yeah.
Yeah, the world can be a fucking horrible place sometimes, yeah. And I use humor. And I particularly, because I notice I find those like too soon memes, essentially. I find like almost the more outlandish.
The more inappropriate it is, the more
You're not supposed to do that. That's naughty. Again, it goes back to the naughty thing.
Yeah, I like that people... I just like it when people contest the norm.
Yeah, I'm contrarian.
Contrarian.
It's a big word for me.
That is.
It is a big
especially
word.
Especially for Sunday. On like
Hungover what? Sunday after 4 Hungover
years. Hungover 4:30 Sunday. I think I'm drunk again.
Yeah? I'm not too... I've still got a headache, so I don't think that means I'm not drunk.
I drank it away.
I also have had 4 beers over the course of, 6 hours?
Yeah, so. I drink the gay away.
The day away?
Yeah. That too.
Do you want to go to another point? Go to Matt's books.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, you have that. Tell me your hopes, your dreams.
Excuse me. I haven't really got much for you today, to be honest. Well, we went to the fights last night. Not the result we wanted. For any of the people that I went to watch fight, which was really unfortunate. Other than that,
you know, one thing I did notice about the fights.
Yes.
Everyone kept touching me, man.
What do you mean?
The guys kept rubbing me. I think that's because the shirt...
Were you in the toilet?
No, the shirt... Two different people rubbed me to the point where I'm like...
ejaculated.
Can you stop touching me now, please? I think that's because I had that silk... Like, that. The material of my t-shirt was
all
silky.
Well, yeah, it's... Yeah. Look,
one of them was a guy we know, so that's not... I Who? Roll around on the ground. Old mate. Your mate.
Tyrone.
Yeah. I roll around.
Yeah, but he gets drunk and touches everyone.
Yeah, well, I roll around on the ground with guys for fun. Guys and girls for fun. So I can't really
like mainly guys.
Things that would my personal space is a little bit different from an average person's. But he didn't bother me because it's someone I know.
Yeah.
The guy that I didn't know that was like touching me for a good 2 minutes. And again, this is my personal space issues are a bit different from normal because it was about
because you're weird.
After about 2 minutes, I'm like, mate, like, do you want to stop? You want to stop? Fuck, you want to stop touching me, man?
After he had my cock and balls in his
hand. No, we started to go down to my ass as well. I'm like, okay, man, this is enough. There's fair play and all, but why are you? Because he was hiding behind me because he knocked someone's nachos over.
Where?
On the stairs at the fight. But like, I couldn't tell if they were friends or not. He was either a mischievous young boy that had a few drinks and was getting away with it.
Had a cutler.
Or he was one of the friends because they didn't seem that angry. And I'd be pretty angry if someone knocked my nachos over.
Yeah, but we've covered this. You're an angry person.
I think that's righteous anger if someone knocks over your nachos that on purpose that cost you $20.
Did he do it on purpose?
He did it like me and you would. Like he walked up and like knocked it out of their hand.
I wouldn't do that.
I've seen you do that.
No, that was a piece of pizza. That's different, and it was free.
I've seen you do that multiple times.
That was funny.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate, but very funny.
Funny. So, I can't believe I got away with that.
Yeah. So lots of touching. that night. That's the one thing that stands out for me.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I was thinking...
It was a night of upsets.
I was thinking to myself, different deal of the old hands, and I might be seeing this as a positive thing.
Well, if you swung a different way, perhaps.
I might sell this shirt. Maybe, actually, gay guys wear silk shirts.
There's, and that's not a generalization.
No, every gay guy has a silk shirt.
Is it? What color?
Purple. For some reason, it's purple. Magenta. Prove me wrong.
Sweet magenta.
For all of our listeners of a homosexual persuasion, go to your closet right now.
Come out of it.
And sell. And you tell me honestly.
Well, no, they're all, yeah.
You tell me honestly, you don't have one shirt that's like a smoothie silky material.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're changing it. It was every gay person owns a magenta silk shirt a minute ago.
No, you made me narrow it down to magenta. Magenta's being silly. But I guarantee you,
I train at a gay gym.
I was going to say I'm of an ethnic background. Well, I thought I was of a quarter ethnic background. I had four silk shirts, man.
German, man.
Apparently. Well, I found out from my pup today. It all makes sense, my results.
Yeah,
now.
No, because I was
Bavarian and German. It's like, well, that's where all the Western European, and
yeah,
European
didn't
came
even
from.
Need to do that fancy DNA test.
I could have just asked my pup. Well,
yeah, but your pup's honest, though. That's the difference. You ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
If I ask my grandma, oh, we're English.
Yep.
We're from Manchester. So, yeah, but where before that? Ah, oh, we've always been English. It's like, all right.
Yep.
That's not how...
God put us here. Well, I realized that my pup has told me that story when I was young, but my perception of time was so warped. I'd never... You know when you hear information?
No.
Okay. You don't hear information?
I try not to.
You know when you, like, hear information, you process it, and then you never... go back to reevaluate the information as if...
Oh, yeah,
yeah, because you've made your determination, you stick with it. So I've obviously heard that...
Well, you just tick it off. You're like, okay, that's that. The color red. That's red. Okay, we move on. We don't think about that anymore.
Because I distinctly remember hearing... That's definitely on the microphone. I guarantee you that's on there. I distinctly remember hearing as a child and making the determination that someone in that family came over here in the 1800s from Germany. And as a child, I'm like, that must have been great, 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 great grandpa. And then,
in fact, it was your great granddad.
Yeah, well, and then hearing it today, I'm like, well, yeah, that's just how long people live.
Yeah, yeah. Your granddad came here. No, he was born here. His dad came here when he was three. I think he said, didn't he?
So I'm third generation on that side. Second generation on mum's side.
I don't understand what third and second generation means.
It's how much removed you are from someone who came. So you're zero generation.
Hmm.
Like a first generation Australian is someone whose parents were born in another country and they were born in Australia.
Oh, okay.
So your kids will be first generation Australian.
Australian. Yeah, right. There you go.
Yeah.
I learned something today. Learned
something new every day. Do you want me to explain how cousins work?
No, I got that.
You got that one?
I got that.
What about
one?
Second cousins? I don't understand.
I don't. I got.
That's confusing. Yeah, and then you start, and then there's like, there's second cousins. And then there's Italian second cousins.
So like an they're not second, related at all.
Yeah, it's just like... everyone that else is Italian. You can't just say someone's your cousin. That's not how it works.
Hey, bubbity bubbity.
I don't know how it works in Italy, but you can't just pick people.
Everyone's related, apparently.
We've just got, well, basically, there's someone standing there with a ruler. And it's like, you're over 5'4", not a cousin. Under 5'4", definitely a cousin.
Definitely un casino.
James, I'm going to need your focus and attention. Don't play on your phone.
Anything you want.
Focus and attention.
You got it.
Put that phone down.
Now anything my phone you down. Need.
So tell me something, man.
You got it.
I've still got half a beer. I've got to have a swig.
Anything
I've been talking too much.
At all. You got it. Maddie. Do, 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 do. I really thought I had things to talk about.
Yeah.
And then we sat down and all of the thoughts just went.
So this is what happens. I've given you a handball into space. You've run onto it.
I did this at footy yesterday.
You're running into an open goal.
Oh, I didn't do that.
And radio silence.
Yesterday.
I couldn't be a better teammate right now.
I can't decide. I can't work out whether, because I definitely, in hindsight, probably had a mild concussion yesterday. My jaw hurt. Yeah.
That's not how concussions work, but you continue.
But, well, it was something hit me in the jaw, which is connected to my head, which is probably...
I've come to the opinion that you're always getting multiple different concussions. Like, just walking, you're giving yourself a mild concussion. Like, it's a big spectrum of concussions.
Yeah, you've probably
like, we think about it, you had a concussion. It's like, no, you had brain trauma.
Yeah.
It's just that you might have a little bruise, or you've got a big old bruise.
Big old bruise on the brain. No, it
and I've certainly had a lot of cutler bruises. Never gone out, as far as I understand.
Yeah, right.
I reckon I've probably had it like taken a knee, but even that, like my brain takes a
beat. Yeah, see,
which can be a worse thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm useless. Like it doesn't take much for me to be not knocked out, but to be like lightheaded.
Yeah. Well, I felt a little bit off from because I got headbutted on the temple and then got uppercutted in the face.
Well, that'll do it.
But I also think I just had a head cold, like because I felt like I was coughing and I was a bit snotty.
Yeah,
so I had a cold
yesterday. I did the old like I was running through like half back, got a handball received like on the edge of the square and like that. The whatchamacallit. It just didn't fire. The brain function just didn't go. Like, I took the ball.
Brain fart.
I just went, okay, I've got the ball, and looked up and saw, like, two opponents and just ran straight into the dude.
You know what we call that? Bravado.
No, I should have kicked it. Excuse me.
I've got the black lung part.
I should have kicked the ball, but I just, like, there was that split second and I went, what? Oh, I've not got it to my boot. I'm just going to run into him. So I got done holding the ball. But then this other, like, I hit him head on and then someone else hit me from the side. So then I sort of stood up and I was like, oh, I can see stars. Wicked. Sort of shook my head, carried on, was fine. And then, yeah, like an hour after the game, I was like, oh, my jaw hurts to move.
I reckon my jaw's out of alignment.
Hmm.
I was playing with it today. And I'm like, it certainly goes much more smoother one way. And then I try and go the other way, and there's like a bit of pain. But I think that's permanent. So I try not to worry about things that are permanent.
Spinal.
I ran into one of the guys I used to train with at the fights last night as well. Like, I probably haven't spoken to him in 4 or 5 years. And he's about the same age as me. Like, similar type of thing, you know. Had some fights, had some competition experience.
Had some bum bumps on the bum bum.
Married, you know, getting that part of life where you're just like, yeah, like. After a couple of beers, I wouldn't mind getting back in the cage, but like
for many reasons,
like it's not happening. And yeah, we come to the like, I told him my hope is that science is going to catch up to me.
Yeah, they'll just be able to fix it.
Because I think there's a trade off. Like there's a trade off of sitting on your bum bum and eating chucky cakes and never doing any exercise.
Yummy yummies, that's what we call them.
But it's not there's no free lunch. You know, I mean, like
unless you're a fatty.
Well, it's not free.
True.
But I'm 31. Like I have injuries. Like I there might be mild injuries. They might be not that bad, but I have injuries and they're only going to keep mounting.
I got bronchitis.
Exactly. But I'm looking forward to that. Like I'm looking forward. All right. Think a good, I put an accent on as I made the joke.
I make a good think.
It's my cousin.
Second cousin.
I've decided that by the time I'm 50, they're going to be able to fix things, everything with stem cells.
Yeah.
That's what I've decided. Like, they've come so far with stem cells already. The only thing, like, if we had more money, it's not, we're going to wrap up soon, so it's not necessary.
Okay. Then.
Like, if I had a bit more money, well, if I had cash to burn, like, you can already get a pretty amazing things done. Like, they reckon they've got some people. It's experimental, but I reckon, I don't know the exact date.
So do you know any exact information? Or
never. I know vague information.
No, I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast 6 months ago, and he said that he'd spoken to someone who said that they were really good.
He was high at the time. Yeah. Talking. No, but like ACL reconstruction, like 12 months is like a pretty standard. Whereas they reckon with, they're regrowing the ACL instead of using cadaver. And then there's other ones where they're using cadaver and using the stem cells. But essentially, like, there was some claims, or there was like 6 weeks or 3 months. It was significantly reduced time.
Yeah, right.
Because that's the killer. Like, that's the one everyone's scared of. Anyone who plays a professional sport is scared of a knee injury. Shoulders are pretty bad too, but shoulders generally, like, my shoulder's fucked. It would take, but not that bad to be worth the surgery. But it'd be 3 months. That sucks, but 3 months is 3 months. 12 months, you can't do what you love, what you do. Like, I train 6 days a week. If I couldn't do that.
You tell us that almost every podcast.
I do, mate. And I want you to feel bad about yourself.
Why?
Because you don't.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
There's a bear in there. Go time. All right, cool. We'll wrap up right now. Just to finish us off, can you give us a bit, can you tell us how your footy game went?
We won.
That's enough time we have tonight, people.
I think you mean that's all we have time for.